All right, and a very good morning to you. It is 11 o'clock, and I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. Time for another Arts Spotlight. This will be fun because we're going to talk about a concert that is sold out. How about that? Although there probably you can still get on a waiting list. And what's coming up after the new year? Michael Butterman, music director of the Shreveport Symphony, has joined me in the studio. And you were just in the studio. Was it last week for the pledge drive?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, for the end of the backpack.
We made our goal.
Woohoo!
So that was really, really exciting.
Very exciting.
And we, you know, no fudging of numbers or anything. It's just people responded, and that was a lot of fun.
That's a nice Christmas gift from the community.
It absolutely is, and you know, we got our 2,400 backpacks. But symphony, that's what we're talking about. And unusually, the concert is not on a Saturday. It's tonight.
Friday night, yeah, we are very, very pleased to be welcoming the amazing Leslie Odom Jr. to Shreveport for a one-night-only performance with the symphony. Leslie is someone that our listeners probably know from his work as Aaron Burr in Hamilton, getting, Tony Award and Grammy Award for those performances, and has a couple of Christmas albums in addition to other solo projects. You know, he's an actor as well on television and film, and he has a fantastic Christmas show that he's been touring, and we're very, very excited to be a part of that tour on a really kind of auspicious, you know, date, I would say. I mean, here we are just right before Christmas. You did mention it's a Friday, but that doesn't seem to be deterring people. As you mentioned, the concert is sold out and has been for some time.
Yeah, isn't that nice to be able to say that?
It is great. But on the other hand, I suppose there are people hearing this who are disappointed that they might not be able to get tickets. I think there, as you mentioned, I think there is actually a waiting list.
There is a waiting list, yes.
So I think if this is something that you're interested in, I think you should call up and get on that list.
And there is the possibility. I mean, this happens because the number of tickets, you know, subscribers and all of that, not everyone absolutely shows up. Now, I don't know exactly what the procedure is for it. We used to call them rush tickets.
Right.
There might be those possibilities. People do donate them back to the orchestra, and then they will go to the next person in line. So I would suggest that, you know, you contact the box office and get on the list, and, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You might not be able to go, but there's always the possibility.
Absolutely. And this would be one to roll the dice on. It'll be an amazing performance. I've enjoyed studying the charts that he has. It's, you know, a lot of familiar Christmas music, but done in ways that you might not know. A few originals that he has recorded on a couple of these Christmas albums that I mentioned, and a piece or two that people will recognize from other settings, I guess you might say. I'll leave it at that for now. But it's going to be an exciting evening for us, and we're just glad to be able to present it to the Arklatex as our Christmas gift, in a way.
Excellent. And I might add that if you do want to get on the waitlist, I mean, you can certainly go to the website. It's ShreveportSymphony.com. You can call 318-227-8863 and then find out. And but not just about tonight's concert. I mean, that's a given,
right?
And it's nice that it's sold out, but there's still half a season ahead of us.
Let's
talk a little bit about what else is coming up.
So right after the new year, we have Music of the Eagles. I mean, that's a band with a storied past and a connection to our region, of course. And that's our sort of annual rock tribute show that we've been doing for a number of years now, that is very, very popular, a way for people who maybe haven't experienced a symphony before to get into the hall and hear the orchestra along with, you know, a fantastic band playing music that they know and love. You're going to be on the podium for that one.
I will be on the podium for that one, right? And it's a show. I'm not familiar with the band per se, the Seven Bridges concert, but I'm glad to be able to do it because I truly enjoy those concerts, and I love the music of the Eagles.
And they're it's a different kind of vibe, right? There's lights, and it's just a different kind of it's more of a rock concert than a symphony concert, but it's the best of both, really, in a way. You flesh out this music that you know and love with the full color spectrum of the symphonic palette, I guess you'd say. And I think almost every, well, I wouldn't say almost, every artist that comes in and hears their music, you know, fleshed out with strings and French horns and so on, just says, wow, this is a next level kind of experience.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And then following that, something else that is, well, also, you know, not standard orchestral fare,
yeah,
but features an artist that you've brought numerous times.
Right. This is, we're talking about Byron Stripling,
yeah,
a fantastic trumpet player, singer, just entertainer, I guess. It's hard to categorize him, really. He has been to Shreveport a number of times, including a holiday performance some years ago. But it's been a little while. It's probably been, well, since before the pandemic.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
So that's some time now at this point. And he's bringing a Mardi Gras tribute to the Riverview Theater at the very end of January, the height of sort of our Mardi Gras preseason, as it were. And, you know, his concerts are just always a real treat for, certainly for the orchestra, he's just so much fun to work with, but for the audience too, he just creates an atmosphere in the hall that is electric and just fun. And yeah, he's the best. Fantastic trumpet player. He's actually now, you probably know, the principal pops conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
So he's busy in a lot of ways, but still making time for sure.
He is. So we've got that coming up. And there's one that I'm particularly interested in. In fact, I think I'm playing that concert. That features, well, it's all American music. And in February, including a violin concerto with which I have a close attachment with, and with you, actually, because we have done it, the Barber Violin Concerto.
That was that was kind of your... wasn't it sort of your swan song as concertmaster?
I think it was during
that season.
Yeah,
anyway.
It was. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous work. This is so. Of course, we are entering into 2026, which is the I don't remember.
I can never remember the term.
250th anniversary of the U.S. And so naturally, a focus on American music. We have music of John Williams at the end of the season. We have a wonderful piano concerto in March by Edward McDowell, one American composer that some people like Van Cliburn, for example, played in his heyday, and it just hasn't been heard as much lately. But the concert you're talking about features a wonderful young violinist, Amarin Olmeda, playing that piece you mentioned, the Barber Violin Concerto.
And I've got to say, I mean, you know, usually I keep up with all the violinists, but this is someone that I'm not familiar
with.
Yeah,
she was a Sphinx competition winner just a couple years ago, but I didn't know her. I have not worked with her yet. She was someone who was brought to my attention by a patron out in Boulder, where I also conduct.
Okay.
And so we had her there last season. Because of my illness last fall, was not able to conduct that concert, so I didn't get to work with her, but people were raving about her. And at that point, she was 15, 16, something like this.
Oh,
so
well.
she may be all of 17.
Well, I don't know. It's certainly not past her prime.
Certainly not.
She's got a long way to go to get there.
Absolutely. Yeah. But no, she's really on the upswing. And
oh, that's great.
And this is, you know, a kind of signature piece for her, one that she has done a fair bit, and I think just my interactions with her, not in person yet, but you know, have been very, very charming. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that concert as well. It's sort of an American focus to our season once we flip the calendar into 2026, appropriately enough, I think. Great stuff ahead. Things we're looking forward to sharing with the community, starting, of course, with our concert tonight.
Yes, tonight, and that is it. You know, if you have not looked at your tickets and you have your tickets, yes, don't try to go tomorrow. It is this evening, and 7:30 p.m. at Riverview.
So. Absolutely, this is unusual that we're doing it on a Friday, but I think it works. It works just as well. Clearly, people have made room in their calendars for it to happen. So we're excited about it. Excited to have a nice, energetic experience tonight to kind of take us into the Christmas week and then into the new year with a lot of energy.
Do you get any kind of a break for the?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I'm sort of, to some extent, manufacturing one out of necessity. That's neither here nor there, really, at the moment. But it's a busy time. But in a way, less so this season than some. So I'm looking forward to, looking forward to the holidays. I hope you are as well.
Absolutely.
And especially looking forward to making some great music this evening.
All right. Well, again, you can check and maybe get on the wait list. You never know what will happen as we get close to performance time. It's 318-227-8863. And you can look at the whole season if you want to see everything that's coming up in the new year. And we just mentioned a couple of concerts, but of course, obviously, there's more. Just go to ShreveportSymphony.com and you can learn more there. And I will also add, if you're with an organization and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, you can get in touch with us at 800-552-8502, and maybe you'll be featured on a future spotlight. Meanwhile, Michael, it's great to have you on the air, and
great to be here,
excited that the concert sold out. I'm looking forward to hearing all this myself.
I'm looking forward to being part of it. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks. All right, and we'll get back to regular programming.